taste and see that the Lord is good. That world out there needs to see the fruit of the Spirit in and through our lives. My friend, it's not our sameness with the world, but it's our distinctiveness that's going to attract them. The church is trying to be like that world to attract the world, but that's not what Jesus said to do. Be one with Christ, not one with the world.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are so delighted to have you with us today on Truth and Fact, and we are in the New Testament, the Gospel according to John, chapter 15, and we're dealing with fruit. That's right, God is concerned about you and I as Christians bearing fruit, more fruit, and much fruit. God is concerned about our character. I want to talk about growing pains. Did you ever have those when you were growing up? Boy, they hurt, didn't they? And sometimes it hurts when God deals with us, but it's for our good. It's for our growth. It's for our perfection. It's so that we might be more like Jesus, that we might bear fruit for the kingdom of God. Amen. Jesus said in John 15, verse 2, every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. Now, Jesus did not say, if you're not bearing fruit, he said, if you're bearing fruit, you'll be pruned. Why? So that you'll bear more fruit. Now, my friend, this is exciting because there's purpose in what God is doing in your life. Therefore, pruning is good. Pruning is necessary. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11. No chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields what? The peaceable fruit of righteousness. You may wonder why you're going through difficulties. You might wonder why you are experiencing hardships in your life right now. Well, perhaps it's this, because God is simply pruning you. You know, sometimes you might think that God is not doing anything. Where's God in my life? Well, it seems you've been deserted or in a wilderness. Well, perhaps, my friend, God is simply pruning you for the purpose of what? To bear more fruit for his glory and his kingdom and for your growth spiritually. My friend, the world needs us to bear fruit. One of the problems facing the church world today is right here. We have forgotten that what attracts the world is fruit. Fruit that comes as a result of abiding in the vine, Jesus Christ. In other words, being like the world does not attract the world. It's not our sameness that attracts the world, but it's our distinctiveness. Jesus said to be in the world, but not of the world. You see, we are to be in this world producing fruit, being a light in darkness. Jesus said, you are the light of the world, the salt of the earth. You're not to be in sameness with the world, but distinctive. The church is trying to be like the world to attract the world. That's not what Jesus said to do. Be one with Christ, not one with the world. Well, let me ask you the question. Where does the Bible tell us to be one with the world? Where does the Bible tell the church to be like the world so that you can be a witness? Where does the Bible tell us to be in unity with the world so that we can win them to Christ? Nowhere, my friend. You will not find that in the Bible. Look with me, if you will, to 2 Corinthians in chapter 6 and verse 14. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness, and what communion has light with darkness? Paul would say, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I'll be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. My friend, it's not our sameness with that world that's going to reach the world. No. No, it's our distinctiveness. Hallelujah. My friend, don't be like that world to reach them, but let them see the fruit of God in your life. It is fruit that attracts. Taste and see that the Lord is good. They'll look at you and they'll say, there's something different about you, and what you have, I desire. And perhaps you can lead them to the way of salvation.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.com.